Blackstone Publishing, and Buck 50 Productions present Flint Book 7, The Finale by Treasure Hernandez. This book is read by Ellis Park. Prologue. 2 months earlier, Halia sat behind the counter, tending to her job at the Baltimore bookstore quietly, going unnoticed as she read a new novel. She had changed her appearance, so nobody who had ever known her before would be able to recognize her now at first glance. Her hair was cut in a short Nia Long style and dyed jet black. Her now studious look was a far cry from the glamorous wifey persona she had before leaving Flint. Her Gucci frames also helped to make her a new woman. After escaping the misery that haunted them in their hometown, she and Malik were trying to piece their lives back together. Paranoia and the fear of being found plagued her every day. She was finding it difficult to adjust to her new life, and she wanted nothing more than to remain low-key. It was a Sunday, and Security Mall was unusually slow. She hadn't served a single customer all day, but she welcomed the peaceful environment of the black bookstore. She had no co-workers or nosy females around her trying to figure her out, so she was left to her thoughts. She was trying to adjust to the East Coast lifestyle. The people there were much different than those from Flint, and Halia stood out with her Midwest twang and cold demeanor. Her hometown of Flint bred society's grimiest. Even the women had an edge of callous about them that was hard to shake. She was constantly on guard, which sometimes made people suspicious of her, and she had to remind herself that it was okay to be friendly to people she met in Baltimore. It's okay to relax here. Nobody is going to find us. We picked Baltimore out of the blue, so nobody even...